Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. Today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Josh Baldwin. Learn all about him at joshbaldwin.com. Josh, thanks for hopping on today, man.
Dude, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
All right, I was doing a little reading up on you before we hopped on today, and you are a North Carolinian by birth. Is that right?
North Carolinian. Linian? Yeah.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Honestly, North Carolina is probably a little more like the way we would say it. We'd say North Carolina.
That's right. Well, I did a little reading up on North Carolina, and I learned a few things.
Okay.
Let's see if you knew these things. The tallest, right. And I had no clue. I didn't even thought about this, much less knew it. The tallest sand dunes on the East Coast are in North Carolina. Some 60
wow, yeah.
feet tall. I didn't even think about sand dunes being on the East Coast.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah. There's a beach there. There's a whole ocean over
you
there.
You do have a beach there. A lot of sand.
North Carolina is the birthplace of Pepsi. Do you know that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Mountain Dew, probably.
Yep. All coming out of there. Yeah. New Bern, North Carolina.
Cheerwine.
Those don't make it down to where I am very often.
Yeah. Those are only. You can only find those in North Carolina.
Got to come to North Carolina, get that road trip time. It was originally called Brad's Drink, Pepsi was. Glad they changed it.
Invented by Brad?
Yeah, Caleb Bradham.
Oh.
So Brad's Drink just doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
Not very creative.
the first mini golf course in the United States.
Oh, let's go.
North Carolina. Pinehurst, North Carolina. You know where that is?
I did, about an hour from my hometown.
All right. Yeah. Well, 1961, they brought mini golf over from Scotland there in Pinehurst. You guys have a wild horse colony. Do you know that?
Yeah, out coast, right? Near the coast.
Yeah, Corolla like, Island. Do you know where that is?
Ish.
Yeah. It's out there. It's in the ocean-ish, somewhere off the coast of North Carolina.
On the coast. Yeah.
So you got some wild horses. You can go out there and check those dudes out. I wouldn't ride them.
Yeah.
Try that. And but not least, and this was, you know, I did not realize how indebted I was to North Carolina until this morning. But a guy named Vernon Rudolph in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, brought us Krispy Kreme, Josh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've actually been to that, the original Krispy Kreme, and that's about an hour and 20 minutes from my house, from my hometown.
He bought a secret recipe from a chef in New Orleans, and here we are today.
Here we are.
That part made me a little nervous. He's buying some secret recipe from somebody in New Orleans.
What kind of food is in this
thing, man? They're addicted or something. I don't know. But
just a ton of sugar.
that's all it is. It's just a white piece of paper with so much. You just put so much sugar on the end.
Just make sure there's a lot of sugar. Make sure they're hot. Hot now.
Every night there by your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees cause I there ain't an hour why when mountains move, I say, looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in vain. Worn out altars, tear-stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. So I hit my knees, 'cause I've seen all heaven move. I pray, Father, please, 'cause I've somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees, 'cause I've seen all heaven move. I pray, Father, please, 'cause I've looks like somebody prayed. Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love that don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine or rain. I'll lift you up and up again. Ask me how I know you're gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. 'Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, you pick me up. I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
Josh, what got you into music to begin with?
Oh, man. I grew up in North Carolina, and my dad's a pastor, and he also was playing. He played music a lot. He led worship at our church. And he grew up in the 70s in a rock band, you know, that kind of thing. He was like, I'm very, I am now, but very much in my teens, I was like sports guy who also played music. And my dad is that way. My dad played college football, but also was in a rock and roll band in the summer, you know. And so I grew up just around music because of him. And I started playing drums when I was a little kid. And at some point it was like, well, you know, my dad would take me to the church Fridays and Saturdays, and he'd be working on a message, and I'd just kind of go jump on the drum. It was kind of like how I, you know, babysat me. I just go get on the drums. And so that's how I started playing music. I played drums in my church, I think starting when I was like 12, 13 years old. And it was a little church. This is like the 80s and then the early 90s. So, the skill level didn't have to be near as good as what it does now. But that's how I started. Really, it was in church. Like, just grew up a loving worship and loving music, and that was my introduction into music. Was really church worship music.
You know, I grew up in small churches too, and music's my background, and it really is a place where you can start almost as young as.
Right.
As you wanted to start, because they need somebody. And I had one of the guys from Need to Breathe on one time, and that's where Need to Breathe started. It's like young kids. Yeah. They were the worship band for their church because there's nobody else.
I think especially back then, it was, not that it's not a safe place now, but it really was a safe place to just go and just learn in front of people and just play. And, you know, now... there's a cool thing. I mean, you know, I think the excellence and skill levels definitely for a lot of churches has jumped, which is great for tons of other reasons.
That's right.
But also I do love those days and of just, you just like, oh, you play? Come on up.
Yep.
You know, you have eight acoustic guitar players, but it's like, let everybody get up there and have a chance. Let's go.
The church I grew up in invited me back a few weeks ago just to preach at a thing they were having. And I thanked them for, and apologized for all the times I got up there to do stuff that they just, you know, let me do. And I'm sorry at the same time. Well, so you grew up, you know, just kind of cutting your teeth there in the church as you're going. At what point were you like, you know what, like, this is what I want to do?
I think when I was, after I left high school, I went to college for 2 years at Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee. And I kind of just did that. I didn't know what I wanted to do, really. I thought all I knew was like ministry and church. And so I didn't really, there wasn't like a job outside of any of that I was passionate about or thought I wanted to go learn. And, you know, and I hated school, honestly. So I don't know why. I literally just went to college because that's like what all my friends did. And I'm like, well, I guess that's what you do. And I guess I'll figure out there what I want to do with my life, and which is not very smart. Don't go spend a bunch of money trying to figure out what you want to do with your life. You can stay home and work and, you know, do it for free. But I went there and realized, and I majored in Christian education. Just so I thought maybe I'll be a youth pastor or something. But because I think this was I graduated high school in 97. So this is like 97 through 99. It wasn't like a thing to necessarily to like, I'm going to leave high school and then go learn my end goal is to be a worship pastor at a church. Like, that wasn't as much like a thing.
Yeah.
You know, you could maybe do, you know, you minister of music and do, you know, be the choir or something like that. But it wasn't like a job that you aspired to with hopes to like support a family, you know? So I just thought, I probably will lead worship. I love it, but I got to go figure out what my job is going to be, in quotes. And, but I went there. I was a horrible student. I didn't go to class. I love the Lord. I wasn't a bad kid. Like I didn't go do drugs or anything. I just
hate English composition, man. I get it.
I just hated school. And I would stay in my dorm room and play music and play guitar, try to write songs. And finally, after my second year, I was on academic probation. I think I had like a 1.7 GPA. I finally dropped. I was like, this is not well. And it was, so I'd say all that to say it was in school that I realized what I wanted to do. And it wasn't college. It was like, okay, I want to go to a ministry school. And that's what I did. I left there, took a year off, worked at a mobile home factory and in my hometown in North Carolina. And then I went to a ministry school for like 2 or 3 years. And that's kind of where I got into like really writing songs. That was in Charlotte. And, and really just learning how to lead worship,
All right, two things that I'm hearing. Well, one thing I'm hearing from Josh Baldwin that I support, parents.
Yeah.
Sometimes your kids got to drop out of school. I think that's what you're saying. They're turning the show off, Josh. They're just shutting this thing down.
They're shutting it down.
That's all right.
Well, I think now, I don't think now, I mean, I do think back in the day it was like get out of school and go to college. And then but
it's changing.
It is changing. It's like, it's more about like, well, let's find out what your dream, your goal is. And then let's go the best route that way.
We can chase that rabbit for a second, but we don't have time for that. Yeah. I do want to ask you this in the mobile home factory, what was your job? What did you do?
I laid tile.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I laid like the linoleum tile,
Hey, listen, it was book Josh Baldwin.
No, I was horrible.
Why you do it? You didn't come fix your floor. He got you.
Yeah. I wish I was handy. I'm not handy at all. I was horrible at it. I got good at it and I learned how to do it. And I was our number one tile guy, but it took a while and I'm not naturally handy at all.
I'm not either. And I ended up in college with a job where I was putting in like phone lines and running computer wires.
Oh, wow.
And when they brought me in to talk to me about the job is at my college I was at, I said, I need you guys to understand something. I don't know how to do any of this. They're like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever, man. And it worked. It's whatever. So
that was similar thing for me. Yeah.
times can you hear the same light before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly. So much noise living rent free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am true. And that